Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Now, myself, much like you, you probably spent a considerable amount of time in a shopping mall, shopping center, or grocery store during the month of December. And whether you were picking up just your basic groceries or fully stocking up the refrigerator for your holiday eats and treats, one thing that caught my attention and that I happened to consume quite a lot of was cherries. Cherries. The fruit, little stoned fruit that is actually grown in parts of the Western and Eastern Cape in South Africa, has seen itself really make up a considerable amount of shelf space within many of our grocery retailers. And what caught my attention is, whilst I was enjoying them and having conversations with friends, one friend who happens to be a farmer pointed out to me that there might be an oversupply of cherries in the country as the market to export to the US has been limited. So, I don't know what your feeling is or if there's any new items you might have seen across the shelves at the stores, but do let us know and share your perspective, because what we do also know, according to research, is that the output of cherry production in South Africa has actually recorded record highs above 3,000 tons. What does this mean? How do we put it into perspective? Does it mean anything for you and I as we enjoy a new cherry fetish? To tell us more, we're joined by a good friend of the show, senior agricultural economist at the National Agricultural Marketing Council, Buthabile Nkunjana. Such a pleasure to have you, and welcome back, sir. Happy 2026.
Likewise, Gugu. Happy 2026. Hopefully, yet restful season. Yeah, but for me, I'm looking forward to 2026.
I can imagine it's going to be a busy, busy one for you. But there's some good news for us to celebrate, right? Let's talk about cherries. Now, this is not a typical fruit that we've often seen on our shelves very regularly as South African consumers. I would hardly call it a staple. Many typically describe it as a fruit of, I guess, luxury and used in particular confectionaries and delicacies. But tell us about the cherry production market in South Africa. How big is it? Are we thriving? And have we seen evidence of this in the last harvest season?
So thanks, Gugu, for that brief intro. But in generally, we have seen quite a huge increase in the production of cherries in South Africa. Actually, even if you were to also look into the projections, we are seeing or looking into the larger, even larger production going forward to the next few years. But as for the specific question that you asked us in terms of how much in terms of the production, for now, we are standing as far as the a little over, around 900 hectares. And this is significantly higher if you had to compare it to the areas or the times of 2010 to 2011, where we had quite small, hectares that were used to cover around 200, I believe, to cover, to produce, the cherries. So that's quite a significant growth if you are to look in terms of the area itself. Now, with that, the another factor that came in was the fact that we have seen quite a high quality production of these cherries. And as a result, there has been quite a lot of demand for it elsewhere. We have, of course, had a concentration mainly in the United Kingdom, which buys a lot of it. Mm-hmm. And of course, the European Union, partly to the Middle East. But generally, we have seen an exponential growth, and with expectations that we'll see a lot of, the production getting into the production and the yield, and of course to the markets of the country and of course the global space.
Got you. So it sounds like we've been making good progress in terms of cherry production. But whenever we produce anything, it ultimately needs a market. You comment on the UK as well as parts of Europe. Are we just seeing that this is an influx of cherries in the South African market versus limitations on the exports to the US?
I think at least from the data that has been recently available, the reality is that UK buys a little around 60%, or it can be a little bit more depending on the year. But so meaning the UK does buy a lot of it. And then, of course, followed by the European Union. So if, those markets do buy a lot as much as they do, depending on our competitors, because remember, we have our competition mainly in the Southern Hemisphere, the likes of Chile, producing quite a larger shares and good quality as well. So they also target the same markets because our products get for the market as almost simultaneously, except that maybe we will have South Africans as much as maybe a week to three of our products ready. So we push a lot that time. So for the US, isn't that a lot, you know, of the cherries that we do sell, but the volumes that we do sell, because remember the US is quite a market that one is normally, we normally say it's not a market one to overlook. So any bit of a glitch there is always going to be, you know, an issue. And especially given the fact that cherries come into the market towards the end of the year. And by that year, you'll recall that, you know, when we had record citruses, the tariffs had not begun to be in place. But later that year, then there was that, you know, those implications of those tariffs that were in place from, you know, October, November, December, when the likes of cherries are currently in the season. So that might a little bit played, you know, in terms of our supply. But again, the production is the key driver to the supply that we are seeing. Even though there's a demand locally, I mean, the markets in South Africa, they have seen their recording numbers in terms of the sales, that they are seeing a lot of purchases. I think that may have to do with the prices, because as we are saying, you know, the cherries are not really, you know, a staple product. It's something that is normally for specific folks. But the good thing is that I think South Africans are able to, you know, to buy them, which is something good, because cherries have one of those, you know, few important, you know, ingredients. That's what you want to get, you know, for your health, in inflation, you know, a lot of other important things that one needs. So those are some of the, you know, broader things, Google, that I'll say they sort of played an important role in terms of the US issue. But of course, generally, the production itself.
Got you. Maybe let's go back to the theme around production. I did read up that this is largely produced within the Western Cape and Eastern Cape, but I understand there are other parts of our country where we also see increased levels of production. From your observations and maybe market research, you know, is this correct? But also beyond that, are there ongoing efforts to continue the investment we see in the production of cherries?
I think just on the basis of the fact that cherries have been, you know, seen, I think also with the fact that the production itself speaks volumes in terms of, you know, what is happening in the markets. Because once, you know, any product that sees a market, it increases in production. So somehow the market stimulates production. So for South Africa, I would say that the growth that we have seen in production, it is mainly because we are seeing a market for it, both locally to an extent, but to a larger degree to the world market, because around 60% of our cherries are exported. So those are some of the factors that are driving this. But then as for the provinces, you are correct, Google. Western Cape is the leading producer of cherries, partly, you know, the likes of Northwest, and of course Free State itself, and of course Eastern Cape, as you mentioned. So we are seeing this growth, and of course with the fact that we are seeing this demand, it's very likely that even other parts of the country will catch on this. But of course the issues around the weather and the temperatures are going to determine this, because remember, each product requires this unique and specification as far as the temperatures and of course some other nutrients that are available on the soil. So some of the factors that, you know, are associated to what you just said, as far as the market demand and the production in terms of the linking the two.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, sir, because there's always so much to deep dive into when it comes to agriculture. But we really appreciate your insights joining us this evening, Buthabile.
Certainly. And thanks for having me, Google Bruce. Thanks.
Thank you. Thabile Nkunjana, Senior Agricultural Economist at the National Agricultural Marketing Council. As you've heard, well, we've been boosting production of cherries because we've been making investments into it. Well over. There's a considerable amount of time in terms of the investments that we've made, more than at least 14, 16 years of growth and investment into the production in terms of the scale and size of hectares and arable land that's available to produce cherries. But more than that, we are exporting quite a bit to our international partners. The UK dominating that, but according to recent headlines, China is also a growing and prospective market that we're looking to export to. But let me know, cherries, do they catch your attention? Anything else catch your attention during the festive season on our shelves that might have caused you to ask, I wonder how that happened? Share your voice notes, 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.